Public health officials are warning millions of people who are unvaccinated against COVID-19 about the risks of infection by the Omicron variant. That's even while they acknowledge that vaccines aren't foolproof, as Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease doctor, explained to us on the program yesterday.
There have been breakthrough infections, a considerable number, as you might expect, because the vaccines are really geared to prevent clinically recognizable disease and not necessarily infection.
In Cleveland, Ohio, the leaders of six healthcare facilities recently took out a full-page newspaper ad urging people to get vaccinated. The ad had a one-word message: help. Dr. Robert Wiley is chief of medical operations at Cleveland Clinic. It's one of the hospitals that took out the advertisement. Dr. Wiley, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your ad was published in Sunday's issue of the state's largest newspaper. That's the Plain Dealer. It has also been on social media and been passed around quite a bit. What prompted you to take out this ad or to cooperate in the effort?
What prompted us is we wanted to make sure that the public was aware of the strain that the Ohio hospitals are under, particularly in our area in Northeast Ohio. So if we just look at the numbers for a second, Ohio has the highest rate of testing positivity of any state in the United States at about nearly 20%. And we also have the highest rate of hospitalization adjusted for population. And if we look at where in Ohio the biggest problem occurs, it's actually in Cuyahoga County, which is Cleveland, Ohio, and in Summit County, which is the home of the city of Akron. And we're averaging in Cuyahoga County alone over 2,900 cases per day. And Summit County is averaging nearly 700 cases per day. So we wanted to make sure that there wasn't a disconnect between all the people being admitted to the hospital and coming down with COVID versus what the public is seeing out in their everyday life.
Fewer than 55% of residents in Ohio are fully vaccinated. And I know that as of this month, the Cleveland Clinic had to pause its system-wide vaccine policy as well. That was placed on hold. What do you think is causing this difficulty in convincing people to get vaccinated?
I think it's the same as large parts of the rest of the country. People have questions about the vaccine. They're not sure it was developed in a timeline that they're comfortable with. They have questions about what they hear in certain social media outlets about complications of getting the vaccine. So I think it's all of those type of things that everybody else is facing. And you're correct, we're about 55% vaccinated. So there's a great opportunity in Ohio to become more vaccinated.
Just the stark nature of that ad with just help in large letters, to me, it really fed into some of the messages I've seen from other healthcare providers, both physicians, nurses, medical techs, who say they're overwhelmed. Why that message in particular of help? What help do you need?
We wanted to keep it simple and direct and try to have it be impactful. The help we need is for people to reduce the number of COVID infections coming into the hospital. And we have a couple things which are different from the last surge last winter. One is that this is the highest number of COVID patients that we've had at any time during the pandemic. At Cleveland Clinic Hospitals this morning, we have nearly 900 active patients with COVID who are inpatients, and about a quarter of them are in the ICU. That's a tremendous number of patients. It's also complicated because we have the flu coming in and not many people are masking. And the third thing is that our caregivers, particularly with the Omicron infection, are getting infected as well. So we have about 1,700 caregivers out today in Northeast Ohio, either under quarantine or active infection. And we have a lot of employees, so that's about 2-3%. But 2-3% of employees, when we're already short-staffed, is a challenge. So what we need the public to do is to help us, to cooperate with us, and to get vaccinated. So it's not enough to think that, well, I'm not going to get vaccinated and I'll get COVID and I'll probably be okay. And even if hospitalized, I'm probably going to be okay, because we have so many patients currently in the hospital. Another reason to get vaccinated is to help us keep the numbers under control so that we can take care of everybody, not only who has COVID, but who has cancer and heart disease and anything else they're coming in for.
At the bottom of your ad, it says, "We need you to care as much as we do." What kind of response have you gotten to this plea for help?
Generally, it's been positive. We have seen an uptick in the people getting vaccinated, and we've gotten a fair amount of positive response from the public to the ad. I think this is an appeal to the community at large in that we need help for the entire community in order to provide medical care, not only for COVID, but for everything else.
Dr. Robert Wiley is Chief of Medical Operations at Cleveland Clinic. Doctor, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.